We're a desperate team that want to get back to playing finals footy.
Just try and enjoy the journey because it won't be there forever.
We're just trying to build respect and trying to change the perception around Melbourne Football Club.
Yeah, this is just an absolute gift showing us where we need to work on.
Best didn't get us the win, but all we can ask is to bring out the best we can bring.
Thinking, what have I done? You know, how did it happen?
You don't just give kids games because they're high draft picks. That's as simple as that.
Your ticket into the heart of football. Welcome to the Breakfast Club's Inner Sanctum.
Yes, welcome one, welcome all to the Inner Sanctum of the Saints this morning. And they're at RSEA Park at Moorabbin. And Brad Crouch is a new Saint who's halfway through the first season. I imagine he's feeling a bit more comfortable about things. He joins us. Good morning, Crouchy.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
We are going well, mate. We are going well. How are you feeling about your world at the Saints and the change halfway through your first season in new colours?
It's been good. I've loved the change, and I've loved getting to know everyone, and you know, the change has been huge for me. I think, you know, obviously on the field at the moment for us, it's been a really tough year to date, and it's up and down year for us definitely. But the way we're tracking at the moment, we're working pretty hard, so hopefully we're gonna have a great second half of the year.
How is that that balance of perspective been reached by you? I mean, you come in, you're all energetic, you want to really perform well. You had a slow start with obviously suspension early doors, and you really found some rhythm, but the team's going no good. Is it hard to get to get the feeling you perhaps wanted when you walked through the doors that first time?
Yeah, at the moment it's I think everyone at the footy club at the moment, we're frustrated. You know, we haven't had everything really go right for us this year. We've had a lot of stuff happen. You know, obviously injuries are a huge thing. Form has been ordinary, and there was, you know, a few games earlier where we got pumped. It's definitely frustrating for us, but we're still really focused on getting the most we can out of this year. We think finals are still there for us for the taking, and you know, there's a lot of teams that are in that window, so we're still working towards that.
You mentioned the word, Brad, frustrated. Take us inside the change rooms at the moment. What are the sort of conversations you're having as a senior player, a star new recruit, to kind of keep things calm but get a bit of urgency into the place, because your season is on a bit of a knife's edge at the moment?
Yeah, exactly. I think at the moment, I think guys that have played a lot of footy, they know that, you know, when things aren't going well, you definitely have a good hard look at your, first of all, yourself, and then the team has to look at, you know, the way we're playing, what, you know, defence, our offence, you know, what we're doing in the contest, all that sort of stuff. It gets really analysed pretty hard, and in comparison to when things are flying for a team, you sort of seem to just happen and everything flows for you. But at the moment, we're working through a lot of that stuff. We're doing having a lot of meetings and training really hard at the moment, especially up here in Sydney at the moment. So yeah, that's sort of how it looks like during the week at the moment for us.
And how do you identify the goal-kicking issues? How do you fix the goal-kicking issues? Is it one, we've talked to a couple of players from clubs about this year. Do you not talk about it to not make it a bigger mental challenge, or do you hit it between the eyes and say, no, we've just got to get better?
Yeah, we've tried a little bit of both, to be honest, in the last probably month or so. it's really hard because, you know, you don't want to be going off at guys for missing goals. It's just a skill error, but at the same time, it can prove so costly for your team as well. So, we're the main thing we're trying to do is have lots of shots at goal and practice it at the moment. And we've been able to do that up here because we've got a lot of time up here in Sydney as well. So, you know, at training, we're trying to put more of an emphasis on it and finishing goals and stuff like that at the end of drills and when we're fatigued and stuff like that as well. So, we're certainly working pretty hard at it.
So how do Rats review that game against Sydney? I mean, opportunities were there for you throughout the game, not just late. Obviously, they've been highlighted, but throughout the game. What did he say were the positives for you, and what, outside of perhaps the goal kicking, what were the areas for improvement?
Yeah, so the main positive was where we stayed in the game. Like, I think there was probably two or three times during the game where it looked like City were going to go away from us, and they started playing some pretty strong footy, and we found ways to wrestle momentum back. The negatives, I guess, too, is we had a lot of chances to win the game, and particularly late in the game, which was pretty frustrating. I think, You know, even though at the moment we haven't got our best 22 out in the park, and we've got a lot of injuries, we still had it. We still had the team to beat, to win on the weekend. There's no doubt about that, and we can win that game. So it's pretty frustrating for us, and you know, it might look a little bit different if we had a win on the weekend.
Speaking of the injuries, I want to talk about Adelaide this week as well with you because it's a relevant conversation. But Dan Hannabury hurt his calf again yesterday, so the reports tell us. And I imagine, you know, he's such a quality player. If he's been out there the last couple of years, I think the world changes a bit for the Saints week in, week out. Hasn't been the case, and you haven't seen him all year this year. How's he around the club? Now, is he with you in Sydney at the moment? Is everyone up there with you? I mean, but how's he been mentally? Because I imagine it's enormously frustrating for him to not be able to get out there and do his thing.
Yeah, definitely. He's up here at the moment in Sydney. I think he heads back on Friday. I think, you know, it was really flattening. Particularly, he hurt his calf when the just before we played, and it sort of flattened the whole group. You know, because he's a bit of a he's one of them guys that's just so handy for us when he's out there. And you know, his communication and stuff is really, really good for us as well, and his experience. So, you know, we sort of felt like we'd have him back in the next couple of weeks, and it sort of flattened the group a little bit, knowing that he'd hurt himself again. And, you know, I feel for him big time. And, you know, I guess we've sort of had different careers. I had a lot of injuries early days in my career, and so I sort of understand what he's going through and how frustrated he is. But He's a ripping bloke because he's one of them guys that, you know, as soon as you finish your game and you've just had a bad loss, he's the first one down there in the rooms talking to guys and helping everyone out, no matter sort of what mood he's in or, you know, how he's going himself. Like, he's just one of them real team-focused guys. So we still love him around the footy club, and, you know, we just want him to get back out there, but it's really frustrating for him.
Is it a bad one, or is it how long do you think he'll miss now?
It's pretty similar to some of the ones I think that he's done at this stage. So it might be another 3 weeks or something like that, I think.
Okay. So you're in Sydney. Take us into what that's like. Obviously, you can't be in Melbourne, so it's almost like a mini hub for you at the moment. Where do you train? Where are you staying? Can you get that separation from footy? What's it all like up there?
Yeah, it's been good. Like we stayed in Manly over the weekend, and then I think on Monday we moved into the city. So yeah, we've trained at the SCG just on the outside there the other day, and then today we're training and doing our main training out at Homebush. And then I think we're training somewhere again tomorrow. So we're a bit everywhere. But yeah, no, it's been pretty good, and like we're still under the Melbourne restrictions, so you can walk out and get a cup of coffee with a mask on, and no one else up here is wearing a mask, so you look like a bit of an idiot. But other than that, it's not too bad.
and so is that? I mean, it can't be ideal preparation, but are you treating it as a bit of an adventure, even though you sort of did it last year? So it doesn't become an issue in your preparation. How do you make it feel as normal as possible?
Yeah, that's the thing. We've sort of accepted. I think last year too, with the way the game was and the way teams had to adjust to different things, like obviously the fly in, fly out stuff, and some of the ridiculous things teams had to do. I think everyone's sort of taken a step back and sort of got a little bit less precious, I think. So I think it looks like we're going to fly in at, I think, 4 o'clock on Saturday to Cairns, and then fly out after the game and get back to Melbourne at like 4 a.m. or something ridiculous. Right. So, awesome. So it's going to be an interesting little day. And so there's stuff like that now that's, I think, we just sort of got to suck it up because, you know, all different teams are having to do different stuff like that to get us through the year.
Although you are having a spell after this week's game, so you get a chance to freshen up, not have to get up for training or recovery the next day, hopefully too soon. You had 38 disposals on the weekend, Crouchy. Is it as well as you've played for a long time? It's your fifth highest disposal count ever in your 105 games. It's a lot of the footy, young fella.
Yeah, not too bad. I it was one of them games where sometimes you just get a little bit more than what you normally get. But, yeah, I felt all right and felt good, strong around the ball, but we've still got a way to go. Definitely as a midfield at the moment, we just can't get one of them. We're a little bit frustrated. We can't get them games where we actually have a real game where we get on top of the other midfield, particularly, you know, in contested ball and stuff like that. So, you know, we're working more towards that as a whole, and starting to actually inflict a bit more damage on the opposition, because we sort of feel at the moment we're just breaking even a little bit.
It was a weird one from a midfield perspective, because you had 38 and Jack Steele had 31. So, and even Luke Dunstan got 25. So it wasn't as though you weren't getting your hands on the footy. Could you sort of put a pinpoint as to what didn't quite work? Because even from a Sydney midfield perspective, they didn't get nearly as much of the ball as you did in that midfield mix.
Yeah. We probably felt that they were getting a lot of their scores on transition. They would, you know, when we were turning the ball over, we weren't necessarily turning the ball into scores for us as well. So when they'd sort of turn the ball back and be able to slingshot back and find ways to score. So that's probably the main thing.
Mm. And this Saturday night at Cazaly Stadium in Cairns, as you said, it's the game that I imagine you had a bit of a look at the fixture at the start of the season when you were wearing the Saints colours, saying, when are we going to play those pests from over there in Adelaide? It turns out it's this week. How are you feeling about that?
Yeah, pretty good. Obviously a little bit nervous, and it's going to be a little bit surreal, I think, once I do get out there. But no, I'm feeling pretty good at the moment, and I've had a lot of text messages bandied around already, so I'm just trying to stay focused and not listen to Tex Walker's trash talk.
Well, I heard Brody Smith talking about this the other day. He reckons Tex has got a little bit of an injury concern, but he's going to play in the ruck, so I guess to punch you up when the ball goes to the ground.
Yeah, well, that wouldn't surprise me. It's amazing. I played with him there for 9 years, and he refused to go in the ruck. And now all of a sudden, when he kicks a goal out of the ruck, he wants to be in there every week.
So, in all seriousness, will it be uncomfortable for you, or because it's not something you've experienced before, at least at AFL level? Unfortunately, your brother's not playing. But what do you think it will feel like?
Yeah, I think it'll be a bit weird for me, to be honest. I think I'm expecting it to be a bit. The more and more people I sort of talk to that have done it before, they all say how weird it is when it first happens. And so I know it's going to be different than another game for me, definitely. But I'm going to try not to think about it too much and just try and focus on what the team needs.
At least it's not at Adelaide Oval.
Oh, that's the one positive to come out of it all, isn't it?
have you played at Cazaly Stadium before?
No, I haven't. No. Wouldn't even know what it's like, to be honest. Apparently it gets pretty windy down there.
Well, it's a beautiful surface, beautiful part of the world, but it can get windy. I don't know what the forecast is for Saturday night, but I'd prefer to be you than Adelaide, I reckon.
Always seems to blow to the left of screen.
Always does, to the left of screen, wherever that is. So sort that out when you get there. So is there a... Because I said there's the bye on the back of it, is there a big build-up from Rats to make sure you'll go into it with some momentum and get the win this week? I mean, obviously you try and win every week, but is there something else on this on the back of what happened last week as well?
Yeah, we're pretty keen for this game. We've sort of spoke about it already a little bit this week, even though it's just our main training. You know, I think even though we've got the bye coming up, it's a good chance to get a really strong win for us and take us into the bye with some momentum. We've got a really tough draw after the bye coming up, and we've got a couple of tough games at the MCG straight after the bye. So, you know, we want to be going into them fine, and you know, we're starting to find some of the form that we're looking for at the moment, because we haven't hit our straps yet, and we think we can at some stage this year.
Will Saints fans see any names on the ins this week when you announce the team tonight? Anyone coming back?
To be honest, I don't think anyone will be coming back off the top of my head. But, we're obviously at the moment, we might not even be able to field an emergency list at the moment. I think it's been put out in the media, but hopefully we can. But I think there'll definitely be at least three or four changes on last week because of all the outs that we've got. So there might be a few new players play, and maybe even a few first gamers.
Well, that'd be exciting. Brad, how's Max King going? There's been a lot of focus on him, and I think, to be honest, a bit unfair considering how few games he's played. But he's got such high expectations. He looks like a young man really low on confidence. How is he going?
Yeah, he's going all right, Max. Like it's been pretty hard on him the last few weeks. He's been carrying a little bit of an injury as well, and that never helps, especially when you're out of form. I thought on the weekend he was very unlucky at times not to get free kicks. I think Rampy sort of was all over him at different times and just couldn't really get that free kick to get him going. So I think oh, he'll turn. It's frustrating because I can see him kicking a big bag of goals soon, and a lot of people can't see that. But you know, I see him during the week a lot and see how hard he works, and he's going to be an absolute star. So I think a lot of people got to remember it's only his second year of AFL.
Yeah.
He's gonna have these woes, and I think every player has their woes with different things during their careers and times when they get challenged, particularly out in the media and stuff like that. So I think, you know, he's going through it early. He'll be fine. He'll hit back soon.
He'll be fine. Don't worry about that. Just keep getting around him, as I'm sure you are, with the other teammates, and he'll be fine. He's a class act, that young man, and we're looking forward to seeing you in action against the old boys Saturday night at Kazali Stadium in Cairns, mate. Good luck to you. Enjoy the mask coffee, and we'll chat soon.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.